We are actually about to go live with a live stream for The Cure. So we decided to share this with you guys this week. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining.
Ladies from Book of Lies, Sunny and Brandy. Hello, welcome to live stream for The Cure.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What's up?
You know, what bugs will you be eating?
None.
We don't do bugs.
No, I saw that. I was like watching and I was like, this guy's going to eat these bugs. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Bugs. I'll just give you the money. I'm not going to do it.
So you ladies are from Book of Lies. Please tell us what Book of Lies is all about.
Yes. So we are a weekly podcast and we discuss liars, cheats, thieves,
fraudsters, dirty, rotten scoundrels.
Anybody that's trying to scam you and get your money, we yell at them a lot during the podcast. And
yeah. We yell into a microphone.
We yell.
About scammers.
Yeah, pretty much. So we do this every week. We've got 121 episodes, and this one is going to be episode 123, live stream for The Cure. Woo, woo.
I'm about it.
Yes.
I love it. So I will yield the floor to you because I know you guys have got stuff planned, but I'm just going to be here floating around yelling out donations and stuff.
Okay.
Awesome.
We love that.
Not eating bugs.
No, we brought water. We usually have alcoholic beverage, but I thought it's only 2 o'clock here. I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere else, so we're having water.
It's 5 o'clock here. Get them out.
Let's go. So are we live right now?
You guys are live.
Okay. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Sunny.
And I'm Brandy.
And we are Book of Lies. The podcast.
Yes, it's Bulp, bitches.
Yes, yes, yes it is. And we're just going to do a live episode with you guys today. We brought some fun fraud.
Yeah, we're not going to get too dark today.
Got Michelle with a $25 donation for some girl power on the live stream.
Yay! We should cheers. Cheers! Yay! Bing! we'll bring the real stuff out later. But some fun fraud today. Ooh, sorry, don't hit the table. And usually we talk about our weeks. So whoever's there watching, how is your week? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, let us know.
What have you been watching? I was just telling Brandy earlier, I watched Army of the Dead on Netflix, and it was 2.5 hours long. I was a little bit skeptical, but then I saw it was Zack Snyder, and then I saw all the gore, and it was really good.
You don't even like horror movies.
I don't like horror movies. That's why I had to watch it at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was in the bed with the blankets up. I was so nervous, but it was really good, and it's like it's comedic but gory.
Gory comedy. Okay, that's cool.
Gory comedy. Mm. And then what were you watching?
It's like Shaun of the Dead. No.
Well, no. I mean, people's faces did get ripped off in Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
But
it was that was funny. That like the whole thing was funny from like the end, the beginning to the end was.
Yeah.
A movie like that.
You've got red on you.
Yeah, you've got red on you. No, I watched. I forgot what it's called. Oh, Sweet Home. So good. It's a Korean. Horror thriller show, and it's about these people that are trapped in this apartment complex, and they are turning into monsters. So they get locked in and they try to get out, and then once they try to get out, a monster attacks them, so they have to lock the door again, and just all kinds of like chaos. You know, they have to work as a team, and then there's, you know, the idiots that only think about themselves, and then there's the outsiders who come in and fuck up everything for everybody. So, you know, it's that whole, you know, thing. But it was really good. It was really good. And I watched the dubbed one and not the subtitle one.
I was wondering, because I know you don't like to read subtitles very often.
No. So I watched the dubbed version.
Okay.
And it was good. I can't wait for season two.
Oh, because it's episodic.
Yeah.
It's
a series.
Okay, we're for that. Well, that's what we like to do, kind of catch in with each other, because if you guys did not know, me and Brandy are sisters. And can you tell? No, it's okay. But we're here today to raise some money for cancer or a future against cancer. So, Brandy.
Shauna donated $10 for Lady Podcasters.
Yay, Shauna! Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we going to talk about today?
Just Today we're going to talk about two special cases of fraud, imposters. Our first story is a couple in Maryland. So my question to you is, how far would you go for a free meal?
I would go with the ugly guy for a free meal.
You would date an ugly guy for a free meal.
I don't think I struggle that hard anymore, but I think back in the day I have done some things for a free meal, and date someone that I wasn't interested in was one of them. Sorry, it's happened, but I'm past that now.
Okay. Well, Mary Evano and her husband Ronald committed insurance fraud, basically for a free meal. I mean, they got a little more than a free meal, but they committed insurance fraud from 1997 to 2005. They went to restaurants, grocery stores, and hotels in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., pulling the "there's glass in my food" trick. So when I read that, of course, it reminded me of the movie Heartbreakers.
Definitely.
With Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt, where she actually cracks an ashtray.
She like puts it under her shoe and stomps it.
Yeah, and sprinkles the glass into her salad.
I'll one-up you. Her boss, remember her mentor?
Yeah.
She was carrying glass around in a vial, and she was like, let me just sprinkle this on my salad, like,
salt. Well, these idiots, instead of actually just like, okay, I'm going to put some glass in it and then say, hey, waiter, there's glass in my salad, they ate glass. Actually swallowed glass.
No.
Because they were committing some bullshit. So, they would eat food at these places, and then they would, like, go home and swallow glass. Or they would swallow glass afterwards.
Right.
And then go to the hospital saying, we ate glass in our food at such and such restaurant, or at this hotel, or at this grocery store.
Yeah.
And when they would go to the ER, they would use fake names. They used fake IDs, insurance cards, and fake social security numbers. And they would file claims against the restaurants. One gave them a settlement of $12,000. Another one gave them a settlement of $22,000. So they're getting settlements from these restaurants, and they're getting settlements, well, basically settlements from the restaurants, like in their insurance, the restaurant's insurance companies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, they're at the emergency room racking up bills and not paying their emergency bills because, again, they gave fake information.
This is just like huge fuckery all around. First of all, you're screwing the banks, you're fake insurance, you're swallowing glass at home.
You're swallowing glass. Let's not forget that part.
You're swallowing glass, and that's definitely going to mess up your intestines and all that stuff. It's not going to be good. But then the fake names in the hospitals, then the hospitals are, you know, incurring charges and stuff. So it's definitely, it's not cool.
So I looked up what can happen if you ingest glass, and surprisingly, most of the time, it passes with no problem.
Okay.
Like, it'll just, you know.
You think they're, like, putting it in something? Like, okay, I have to eat this glass because if they do an x-ray, it's going to be in here. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, stuff it in a piece of bread.
That's
or
what
something.
I was thinking, because there's no way you could just take a piece of glass and just swallow. Actually, there are people who do that. Those
glass
people,
eaters.
The people that have Munchausen. No, not glass eaters. People who have Munchausen syndrome. They make themselves sick so that they can go to the hospital.
Yay, Melissa.
But they don't have Munchausen. They're just scammers.
So there's the difference.
Yes. So they instead would go home or go somewhere or maybe even at the restaurant. Who knows? They would eat the glass, go to the hospital, do that, do all this fraud shit, come out, sue or threaten to sue these restaurants, get these settlements, blah, blah, blah. But they got caught. Because these hospitals were reporting glass ingestion.
Okay.
Because if you're ingesting glass somewhere, they're going to want to notify the Department of Health.
Definitely.
And so if you say you ate glass at ABC Restaurant, then ABC Restaurant is going to have the health department come and inspect their shit.
Yeah.
So they were being reported, or I'm sorry, the hospitals were reporting this glass ingestion cases. And meanwhile, they're also collecting information from these people who keep going to different hospitals saying that they swallow glass. And why would there be so many glass swallowing cases in this little area, you know, because it's the same people coming in.
But here's the thing. Why swallow the glass, and why go to the hospital? Because you're not going to get any money from the hospital. Is it just to, like,
it's solidify to prove
the claim and just, like, hey, this did happen?
Yes.
I have a hospital bill.
Right.
You owe me money.
No. Well, yes. But they would do it, yes, so they could say, yeah. I actually did swallow glass.
I did.
Yeah, but
in the parking lot at the restaurant.
Right.
I was at the restaurant and I swallowed glass. Were you at the table eating our food? No.
Yeah. So they were saying they were eating glass from these restaurants.
That's funny.
They got caught because the hospitals reported the glass ingestion cases. So in August, Ronald got caught. And actually, he got caught before August. He was arrested in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And he pleaded guilty in federal court to 20 counts of conspiracy, fraud. To commit fraud, mail fraud, wire fraud, identity theft, and making false statements on healthcare matters and Social Security fraud. He was also charged with 4 counts of identity fraud and healthcare fraud, but those were dropped in the plea agreement. And in October 2007, he was sentenced to 63 months in 5 years in prison, but Mary was on the lam.
Okay.
She was like, I'm out.
Later.
She left.
Bye, Ron. I'll see you when I see you, bruh.
Yeah. So police issued a warrant for Mary, and she was on the run for 5 years.
For swallowing glass. This is so silly.
It's ridiculous.
If anyone's swallowing glass, just stop. It's not worth it. I'll buy
if
you a
if you're
meal.
Swallowing glass to get money,
well,
or to try to convince people that you were at such and such restaurant, now you're going to sue because, oh my gosh, they put glass in your food. And you know what? So a couple of years ago, we were at Subway in Lancaster. I'm not going to say which Subway in Lancaster, but we were at Subway in Lancaster. And there was glass in Norman Sandwich. And I was like, oh, so it looked like, you know, like maybe somebody had broken a jar and didn't catch all the fragments or just didn't throw the whatever they were pouring into their containers away. He had glass in his freaking, in his sandwich. And I was like, that's a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn it, you should have kept that glass. But
save
no,
the glass.
We were in the parking lot, and he was eating a sandwich. And luckily, I was like, you need to take that back in there, and you need to show them that there's glass in your food. Because they're going to have to, they don't know where it is. They're going to have to go and take off
figure
all
out.
Yeah, the pepperonis, the pepperonis, the jalapenos, all that canned
everything
shit.
Everything that was on your salad.
Everything that was in a
sandwich.
Jar. They would have to replace.
Yeah.
So hopefully nobody else had glass in their food at that time. That was in, like, 2016.
I mean, it happens. It's a thing that actually happens. Like, if there's a break or something falls and it's not cleaned up appropriately, then there is a risk of glass being found around food.
Yeah, but he actually had glass, but he didn't swallow it, so it was fine. He was like, what the hell is this I'm chewing on? But Mary was on the lam for 5 years. And she finally got caught and arrested in 2010. And in December of 2010, she was sentenced to 51 months in prison, or a little over 4 years.
Yeah.
And she was ordered to pay more than $340,000 in restitution. The charges, again, were the same charges as her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And again, apparently, so they were apparently, I'm saying apparently because in the article, he said that he was being harassed by the police. Ronald was. So I guess they were Romani.
Oh. Okay.
And, you know, they... But he had been arrested previously, Ronald. Mm-hmm. Had been arrested for, like, petty shit. You know, like, petty theft or who knows what. He had complained that the police were harassing them, driving by their house at night, shining flashlights in their windows. And when he was in jail for something else that he had done, he said a cop came in and flashed his gun at him and, like, had a bag over his head. And he was like, oh, you see that gypsy boy? So I guess, you know, they felt like they were being targeted by the police. But I'm like, you know, you're not making your people look very good by doing this kind of scamming shit, are you?
Yeah.
So, you know, just stop it with all the scamming, guys.
No, don't stop. Because then what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about something else, too.
Oh, they had gotten, by the way, they had gotten a total of about a little over $200,000 from all their scamming.
Mm.
So from 1997 to 2005, 6 years.
It's 8 years.
8 years, yeah. 8 years. My math is bad. 8 years of pulling this bullshit.
It's not worth
only gives you $200,000.
And now you're going to prison. That's $25,000 a year. That's not worth it. That's like... minimum wage is more than that.
Now it is.
Now it is. But back then, maybe not. But I don't think it's worth it. It's ridiculous. And
would you... Okay.
I value myself more than that for...
What would you, what kind of, would you, if, would you engage in fraud for, like, just, like, a one-time payout of $200,000?
We're recording.
You're not going to incriminate yourself, is that what you're saying? I didn't say have you, I said would you.
For $200,000, a one-time payment, what kind of fraud are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Would you swallow glass?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to swallow glass. Would you? I might fake a fall. I might slip. I might slip. My neck and my back, ow, oh, ow. Brandy, as my witness, you saw what happened, right? She goes and squirts some water on the floor.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nah. We're okay. Taping. Like, I can't say anything right now.
I don't think it's worth it.
It's $25,000 a year.
Well, I'm not saying, no, not over 5 years.
I understand, or 6 years. Over 8 years. You can't count. But I'm just
over
saying,
that time span. Like, if somebody came up to you and was like, you know what? This is what we're going to do. You're going to pretend to be A, B, and C. Okay? You're going to pretend to be this millionaire and we're going to get funding for this thing and I'll pay you $200,000 to do it. But you have to pretend to be this person for 6 weeks. Can you do that?
6 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't even know who I am sometimes. No, I can't. I don't. I mean, it really depends on the con. What's the con?
I don't.
6 weeks, I can't. I can't stay in character that long. Yeah. I can't even do it an hour. I'm trying. I'm trying to hold it together for you guys today. And I can't.
You're in character.
I'm Sunny, Book of Life podcast today. Hello. How are you guys? Hope you guys are well. Thank you for joining us. And thank you guys for being here for Live Stream for the Cure.
Yeah.
Because cancer sucks.
And cancer research is definitely important.
It's very important. So thank you guys that are joining and donating and keep it going because there's more shows coming. There's more days of this going on and we're going to talk about some more fraud right now.
Yeah.
This one's funny.
So
it's not funny, but
yeah. Well, they say fake it till you make it, right?
Right.
So that's exactly what this one person did. In 2009, Vincent Richardson got up one morning, put on a police officer's uniform, walks into a Chicago police department and says he's here for a ride-along, and he's from another district. No one in the department thought anything of it. They took him along with them on their patrol. They let him drive. He even helped make an arrest while he was with them for the 5 hours that he was with them. But there was one problem. He was not a cop, and he was only 14 years old. And he only got caught because another officer noticed that he wasn't wearing full uniform and that he didn't have a gun. So, of course, this comes back on the department and the mayor's pissed. And the mayor's like, where was the sergeant on patrol? Where was the chief in the office or in the precinct? What the fuck's going on? How did all these balls get dropped? How did this 14-year-old actually pretend to be a cop and get away with it for 5 hours?
I'm thinking this 14-year-old man looked like a grown-ass man.
I don't think I could be fooled by a 14-year-old.
Pretending to be a cop in Chicago?
Pretending to be a cop anywhere.
These fools fell for it. And when did this happen?
This was in 2009.
2009, he was 14 at the
time. So since then, he's been impersonating police officers on a regular basis. 4 years later, he did it again, and this time he went into a uniform store and tried to buy a fucking police uniform.
Yeah.
And he goes in, he's like, he needs khakis, he needs a blue service shirt, he's trying to buy a duffel bag, a walkie-talkie, a radio.
I need to get me a uniform.
Yes. And he was saying, he told the clerk, who was working at the store, that he was an officer who worked in Inglewood. But the clerk got suspicious, So he Googled his name, and lo and behold, his fucking information from 2009 when he was 14 pretending to be a cop is all over the internet.
That's why you use a fake name.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. But no, that's why they use fake names. Yeah. So when, you know, you get Googled, your history doesn't come back.
He had to show ID.
Oh.
So there's that.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess he could have got a fake ID. He was 19 at the time. So I guess he could have got a fake ID.
He probably didn't think that this would follow him. But that's good. That
if you think you're going to... Okay. If you're pretending to be a cop.
Thank you.
You're pretending to be a cop. You know. You should at least know what would happen. You know that you have a record now. You know that you... Because at that time, he got probation.
Mm-hmm.
He got juvenile probation. You know that your shit is, your name is in the system, and that it says that you, and it's all over the news. This was nationwide news at the time.
He was known as the kid cop.
Kid cop. And it's, how are you pretending to
criminals
be
aren't very smart. Hello.
I don't think he was intending to be a criminal, but.
Exactly, but it doesn't make him smart still, even though, but that's good.
So the clerk calls the police. And when he gets back to the counter, Vincent's gone, but he left his wallet. So now it's got his ID and all his information, his address is in there. So the police go to his house, they arrest him. He tells the arresting officer, I know what it's like to be one of you. I respect you because I did this for a day and helping and chasing people. My intentions are never to hurt people, just to help.
Dude. Get a job. If you want to be a police officer, go through the proper channels. Don't tell me that you've walked like 5 hours in my shoes and you understand my struggle.
He can't.
I'm sorry.
He can't be a cop because he has a felony.
He's a felon, but does it really count since he was 14 when he got the felony?
It would have to be expunged from his record, and I don't believe that he went through the proper channels to do so.
Okay.
So, no, he could not apply to be a police officer because he had a felony on his record.
Okay.
Impersonating an officer is a felony, and it comes with up to 3 years in prison if you're in Illinois. So he was sentenced to 18 months after he pleaded guilty in 2015. Well, in 2016 was when he was sentenced.
Okay.
So he did it again in 20...
Have you seen that that meme? It's not a meme, it's a video.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was 2013.
And they used that Britney Spears song, Oops, I Did It Again. It was like, oops, 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 oops. And, like, it's just, like, different video. Like, he keeps acting as a cop. Like, he could... And he's on TikTok, too. Do we going to talk about that?
Yeah, he...
But, like, he just keeps doing it again. He just keeps doing it again. It's like, when are you going to learn your lesson that you can't do this? And it's...
You're going to get caught. Especially you.
You are going to get caught.
Exactly. So, in 2015, he gets in trouble again for posing as a cop. In Chicago, again. So, this time, a cop gets called for shots fired, and I guess in the Inglewood area of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped our friend Vincent and another guy who apparently had on bulletproof vests. And they had police-style radios, and they appeared to be in possession of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
But later, they found out that they were BB guns. But he told the cop, he admitted that he sometimes worked as a security guard, and that he often tried to unlock parked cars to steal things out of them. So he was sentenced again to another 18 months. That was in 2015 when he did that.
I think he just really needs a good mentor or something, or a job, or I don't see the point of this. Like, I guess when you're just going through people's cars and nobody's suspecting you because you have on a police officer's uniform.
You can't do that.
I know, but
illegal search and seizure. And if anybody who like lives in this country knows that the police can't just come into your house, they cannot search your car, they can't break into anything. That's all illegal. That's breaking and entering. That's illegal search and seizure. So if I saw a cop looking at my car, I'd be like, "Do you have a warrant?"
Yeah, if it's locked, they can't get in. I learned that from Jay-Z. You know, like if it's locked, you can't come in. I need a warrant. But I feel like from Judas and the Black Messiah, the guy, he was pretending to be the police. Like, he was robbing people because he was like, you know, black people aren't afraid of other gangsters. They're afraid of the law. They're afraid of the police or something to that effect. The badge. The badge is what's scary. This is what this is reminding me of.
Well, he was just trying to rob parked cars. But apparently he had, like, he would get arrested for other little things like that, like carrying a firearm when, of course, he's a felon. He's not supposed to have one.
Yeah.
He got arrested for that. He just been doing a bunch of dumb stuff. So this year, he got arrested once again. In February of 2021, he impersonated a sergeant 3 times. He was charged with 3 counts of felony impersonation of a police officer. He was also wanted on a warrant. See, and he also had other warrants for other stupid stuff that he probably did.
Well, he's on TikTok. Apparently, he's on, like, he has a TikTok handle. He's dancing around poles. He has the police uniform.
Did you go to his TikTok?
I don't do TikTok, girl.
Did you go to his Insta?
I saw, like, stills from, like, when I looked him up, I read the stuff, and I didn't see him getting busy. Does he have moves, like Jagger?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I just saw that, and I was like, really? You're on TikTok doing all this stuff?
You're doing this stuff, but he was also impersonating a cop on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's doing on TikTok.
And Instagram. So, I mean, your social media is going to get you in trouble if you're doing some dirt. So stop posting your dirt on social media, people!
We're lucky. We're lucky that we didn't come up before, like, the social media boom. Like, there was MySpace well after we were out of high school. And posting and stuff, it wasn't really a thing. Yeah. But nowadays, people want to share everything. Things that they should not share.
I think it has something to do with, like, you want to, there's certain people who have an image that they would like to maintain or like to create. And they, especially the ones that are doing illegal stuff, like getting money from illegal ways. And then they're putting all this money on Insta or on, you know, TikTok, on their social media, them holding thousands and thousands of dollars in their hand or having stacks and gold chains and all that stuff. And if they're like, I know you, you work at the freaking Wash and Go. What are you doing with all that money? It raises suspicion, people.
I got rich on EDD, like the guy who was doing the insurance fraud. The
EDD fraud.
The employment insurance fraud or unemployment insurance fraud. Yeah. He wrote a song, I Got Rich from EDD, music video, fake cards that the people that he stole their identities from, money and everything, and they put it on the internet.
He made a song, made a video, put it on the internet, and got arrested because he's stupid. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, you want to be a rapper so bad that that's the only song you can come up with? Just incriminate yourself off the bat? Stupid. Just stupid. I'm going to make a song called Stop Being Stupid, and I'm going to put that on there and see how many...
Let's get them streams going, y'all.
Yeah, because it's going to be advice to all you idiots out there who are putting your scam information, your scamming on there. People, you know, even famous people, like, what's his face from Pretty Ricky. He got in trouble with that EDD thing.
He did the PPP fraud.
Right. And he had all his, you know, all of his chains and all his money and all his cars on freaking Instagram, and the feds were like, this is not what you're supposed to be spending that money on, and so you're gonna go to jail.
Oh yeah, he got a PPP loan, and then he went and, like, bought, like, a Maserati or some ridiculously priced vehicle.
Yes.
More than one, and, I mean, I guess people have an image or a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To uphold, and the only way to maintain it is via fraud.
And it's sad.
It is very sad because there's a lot of people out there that need their benefits, that, you know, need their money. I mean, with these frauds that we just covered, like the insurance one, the insurance companies are getting screwed, and the hotel, not the hotels,
Yeah, it was hotels and grocery
stores. Hotels and restaurants and grocery stores are getting screwed, as well as the hospitals, because they're getting fake information. So I think maybe they rationalize it by saying, hey, well, I'm not really hurting anybody.
You say it's a victimless crime, but it's not a victimless crime, because that insurance rates go up for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it gets harder to get health insurance or life insurance. And hospitals don't have the resources because they're not getting paid by the insurance companies or whatever. So they can't afford, I don't know, beds, PPE, perhaps.
Girl, so, don't get me started on PPE.
Yeah. So anyway, Richardson, he got arrested. And he was accused of pretending to be a Chicago police sergeant 3 times on January 14th, January 27th, and February 3rd of 2021. During the hearing, the judge told him, your actions show you are a danger to the community. And he is being held in lieu of a $75,000 bond. So this is going to play out. He probably will be sentenced to more than 18 months this time, because the judge is like, I don't like your face.
I'm sick of you and all of your lies. I'm over it.
You keep doing this shit and you never learned your lesson. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
A huge shout out to Chris Yaney for a $7 donation. I'm not sure what he needs COVID means, but okay. Our very own destruction in human form, Jared Taylor, $13 donation. So we are now at $79.25. We are so close to tipping over that 8,000 mark.
Oh my gosh, let's get 8K. Let's get 8K.
Yes, $8,000.
Yay!
So my question again to you, this was a different question, is there a job that you would pretend to be, and do you think you can get away with it for in the long term?
I think that I've held a lot of positions in my lifetime. And is there a job I would want to
like
fake?
So obviously he wanted to be a cop. He was 14 years old when he started doing this. Yeah. So at some point he said, I want to be a police officer.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe he thought this was the best way to go about it. Who knows?
Like the fake doctor, like Dr. Love. The kid doctor.
Yeah, okay.
We've got a lot of episodes, so all of these are throwbacks to our episodes. So definitely check them out.
Book check out that podcast. Episode of
.com.
Like that. He wanted to be a doctor. He didn't go to medical school, but he actually opened up a practice, and he was pretending. He got certified in, like, holistic medicine, because all you have to do is take an online course and get certified.
Yeah.
That's like, you're a essential oil therapist.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is go online and look up, you know, how to use essential oils. So, I mean, there might be more to it than that, but there isn't.
How do you use essential oils exactly? I put mine in my diffuser. Sometimes I might rub some on my wrist and give it a little sniffy sniff.
Yeah.
That's how you use oils the right way.
So,
I don't think there's any role that I would want. Like, okay, I know. When I got out of college, I wanted to make commercials. Like, that's what I have my background in, advertising, and I wanted to make commercials.
Did you?
I did. I think I would, like, maybe, like, try and walk into a place and pretend like you know, I'm the new executive. Like, yes, where's my office? And they're like, who are you? You don't know who I am? Get my office. We're going to make commercials. Let's go. Show me the storyboards. And they're like, who is this woman? What is she talking about? Shut up! You're fired!
Wow.
I need the money. I need petty cash. So you wouldn't have that anymore?
Probably not. Everybody's broke. So you would walk into an already established company and pretend to be a CEO or what did you say?
An executive. Okay. So I could be the head of something, sure. I'll come in as the new director of outreach for offshore relationships. I just pulled that right out of my ass right now. But I will go ahead and come in super sassy pants, because obviously I have an agenda. This is just off the top of my head. I have no idea. But I'm going to go in there and I'm going to start yelling at people and asking for things.
Okay. Asking for things or demanding things? So it sounds like you're going to be demanding things.
Demanding things. And then they're like, I'm like, where's the CEO? Where's Ted? Where is he? Because obviously I've done my research, right? I know the names of the people.
You've got to do your research.
So you definitely have to do your research. So I'm going to do my research. I'm going to know all the executive names. I'm going to know that they don't even work in the office, that they're remote and they're not there. And I'm going to say, I am in charge now. Get my coffee.
At some point, if you did that,
they'll figure me out, of course.
I would be on the phone like, who is this? I would be calling all of my bosses. Did you know this person was coming today? Who is this person? And if everybody's like, no, I didn't sign off on that. Did you sign off on that? Well, maybe it was Joe. Oh, no, it wasn't Joe. Joe's in Hawaii right now. He's not taking
me. It was Joe. We talked.
And I'd be like, yeah. I feel like people who work at places, like, okay, like these cops, for example. Nobody raised the eyebrow about Vincent Richardson walking into there, especially at 14 years old, walking in there, not even having a full uniform on, not even wearing a gun. And him saying, I'm from another precinct or another district. Oh. I'm here for a ride-along. Let's go.
He watched Blue Streak. That's what I meant to say. You guys seen Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence and Luke Wilson? Remember he was trying to get the diamond and he was like, I'm a federale. And he went in there and he said he was from a different district.
Did he show them a badge? Like this?
I think he showed a fake badge when he was like, woo, 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 woo. Who was it? Luke Wilson. He was like, I got this. That's what I remember. I don't know. But that's what that kind of reminds me of, Blue Streak. But they didn't question it. They were just like, oh, come on in, get in the car.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? I'm sure there's some sort of protocols they need to find. And they didn't even think, okay, let's call such and such district to find out if he's from, you know, there, if he's nothing. Like, I have a skeptical mind, so I'm like,
question everything. Question everybody.
Who sent you? Who's your supervisor? Who did they tell you to ask for? Like, I'd be asking questions, not just like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, let's go.
These are the questions I ask every time I open an email. Who sent you? Bam. I've been getting so many fraud emails. Let's talk about fraud right now, guys. So is that the end of this? Is this fellow?
That's the end of that guy, yeah.
So, listen, I don't know what list I got on or what list any of you guys are on, but I'm getting so many fake emails that are sliding through my Gmail. They need to step up their security or something because some of these look like actually legitimate. And I have to open it up and, like, look at it. Once you open it up, you can clearly see that it is fraudulent. But they're getting very clever because the fraud emails, it's a game. And it's like, oh, you start putting in your information, and then 5 minutes later you realize, oh, this was fake. And then they've got your email, and then they've got your information or whatever stuff that they've given you. So I'm bringing this up just to say, be careful of all the stuff, all the emails, all the phone calls. It's like never ending. It's a never ending barrage of attacks on you in your email and on your phone.
Someone.
And on the internet.
Wants your information.
They all want
And they're going to do what they can do to get it. And if you give it to them, then they're probably going to steal your identity. Or steal your money. And that's not what you want to happen. So, be very, very skeptical.
Don't make it easy for them. Don't make it easy for them. Make them work for it. Even when I know that I've, like, engaged something, and I definitely want this 100%, and I've done all my homework, I'm still going to make it a tiny bit difficult. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions still. And I've been, like, reading all the fine print of everything. It's so obnoxious now. Like, before, I would just sign stuff. I didn't really care. But since we've been doing this podcast,
there's... What do you mean, sign stuff?
Like, you know, you get a document. Oh, you want to refi your home? You want to buy this? You want to do this? You want to do
you
that?
You just signed those? I mean, what are you talking about? Well, they came in your mail, and you're like, yeah, I'm
going to sign that. No. Oh, yeah, sure, let me just sign this off. That's fine.
That's not, like...
No, I'm just saying, like... When it's something that I know that I've done or that I have to do this, I would just usually sign it. But now, I actually read it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Before, I was just like, okay, I trust you. You know, you're the bank or you're the financier or you're this or that.
Yeah, but now you can't even, like, you can't even trust your bank anymore.
You can't.
Because how many banks now have had breaches?
That's where they're getting our information.
Have had employees stealing information, have lost money, lost their clients' money. So, I mean, you know, it's just, it's tough. It's a tough world, and it's just getting tougher. People are poor, and they're doing shit that they wouldn't normally do because they don't want to be poor.
Or they want to survive.
Now, those people that already have money and they just are doing dirt to get more money, screw them.
Yeah. Definitely. But you always have to be vigilant. So, I mean, we always like to let you guys know we're here for you. We love you guys. And we're trying to keep your information safe and our information safe, too, because this is a battle.
Yeah.
It's a battlefield.
It is. I was going to say love is a battlefield.
Love is a battlefield.
Okay. So... Are you finished?
That was for you guys. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm here for it. I'm 100% here for it.
So anyway, that was painful. Do you have any fraud news this week?
Gosh. Okay, so there's a new series on Netflix. It's called Money or something like that. And I felt like the first episode, like, covered, like, our first year of podcasts of all of the fraud. But it goes into detail, like, that, it was just that first episode. But it goes into detail about, like, banks and credit cards and student loan debt and stuff like that.
What, like what?
It's not really fraud, but it's, like, with credit cards, they're talking about, like, credit cards, how it's, like, hey, if you're paying your minimum balance... You're never, ever, 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 ever going to pay this off. And, like,
these
financial institutions want to keep your money.
Yeah.
And they, like, they kind of classify people, like, someone who pays their bank, like pays their
balance
off in full. They hate those people. The bank hates them.
But meanwhile, that's the only way you get good credit.
Uh-huh. Well, but the bank hates them because it's like, okay, we're not making money off of you. They want someone that's called a revolver who pays the minimum. And they just continue to make money off of you.
Yeah.
And I was just watching this, and I was just like, I don't pay
Were you getting mad?
I was getting mad. Because I don't pay the minimum, but I pay more than the minimum because I know you're supposed to pay the minimum. But then it's like...
Paying the minimum is just to keep your account open, basically.
Right. Like, and I was just like, this is smart. And there was this one guy on there. He had, like, a book full of, like, credit cards. He was like, I use this one for this, because he's a points player. So he uses it for the points, he goes traveling on the points, and he does this and he does that, and he pays the credit card off. I was like, that's good for you.
But,
you know, when you're poor, how are you going to eat? With a credit card, of course. They were just talking about that. But for fraud news, I have some fuckery news, some CEO fuckery news. I'm just going to leave it kind of blank, but...
kind of blank.
A CEO that I know recently was arrested in Thailand over a botched PPE deal. Yes, this deal was worth $3 million, and they were sold really bad quality PPE. And the CEO was like, hey, this stuff is bullshit. I want my money back, or you need to replace this product. And the gentleman... A businessman in Thailand was like, fuck you and your clique. You're not getting this money. I'm not replacing it. So the CEO is like, okay. Hatches a scheme to collect his paper. By paper, I mean money. To get the money back. And a kidnapping scheme was hatched. And apparently they held this person hostage. And called a few people.
How long did they held them?
I think a couple days, maybe. Was like, hey, I've got your husband in a headlock, and I want my $3 million. And the wife is like, I don't have $3 million. And he's like, fuck. All right, let me call somebody else. Hey, I've got this guy, and we want our money. And they're like, we don't have any money. And he's like, damn it. So then lets the guy go, the one that was being held hostage, lets him go. He goes to the authorities and then said CEO and his crew that he assembled of, like, crooked cops and what PIs get arrested in Bangkok, Thailand, this week. And they're not coming back to the U.S. And it's wild. And if you want to hear more about this, you're definitely going to have to check out our podcast because it's my CEO. It's some just some shit. There's some shit going on and it's crazy. I knew it. I knew some shit was going to happen. It's insane. I didn't want to share this with you guys, but we're family, right? We're friends. We're live streaming for the cure. So give them some money. Donate. Can we get 8K? Are we there yet? Come on.
We're not there yet. 100%. Yeah.
Come on.
We're family.
We're family.
We're to your family chat.
Yeah. Golly gee. But it was crazy. So I'm getting this story firsthand, and it's wild.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, so I know you said that this your CEO is like one of those people that's like kind of like a scatterbrain. Like he says, okay, I want to do this, do that. And then, like, the next week, he's like, okay, no, stop doing that and do this, right?
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, I want you to translate the website into Thai and stop everything that you're doing. Focus on this. And it's not a way to run a business.
Okay, so you said you knew something was going to happen.
Yeah.
When you said those words, or when you knew something was going to happen, what did you think would happen?
I was thinking that everybody was going to get fired, or
you're like, we're all losing our jobs.
Or there was
going to
be like a police raid or something. I don't know. I like, you know, obviously I'm just worried about myself and my livelihood.
A police raid. Why?
Because of my CEO's previous history.
Okay. Got it.
In the crime world.
Yeah.
And I just knew something was going to happen, and I was just waiting for the shoe to drop, and it finally did. And when it did, I was like, damn, I didn't see that coming at all. I didn't see that coming at all.
You didn't think he was a kidnapper?
Right?
I mean, yeah, like, he was in Forbes talking about how he was a drug dealer. So, yeah. He put his own tea out there, so yeah. He was a drug dealer who started an IT company, and now he's an alleged kidnapper. But he's in Thailand, so allegedly doesn't work over there. It's not alleged. He's going to prison. That's just what's going to happen in Thailand. Okay. That's fun.
So, we like to cover CEOs as well. We have an Enron episode. We have a lot of CEOs that have gone to prison.
Yeah, because the CEOs are the head. They're the head of the Hydra. And so you got to cut that shit off. Well, then three more grow back. So
I wish I had a head that we could put right here and it'd be like a Hydra thing. Nah. There was a head in here.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah. It's been crazy. So it's been a crazy week. So how's y'all's week? How are you guys doing? Good? Great?
Well, there's some more fraud news. There's fraud news everywhere. So this one happened in Bethlehem Township. In, I don't know where that is. Where is Bethlehem Township?
I feel like that's
in Pennsylvania.
PA. Yeah, that's
yeah,
PA.
Pennsylvania, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a chiropractor who billed health insurers for treating clients who did not show up for appointments. He billed for days that he wasn't even in the office. We covered a story like this where there were doctors who were
signing off, like, scripts and for requests of equipment and stuff, right?
No, not that. No, he was billing insurance. He was committing insurance fraud.
Okay.
He was billing insurance for patients who had missed their appointments, but of course their insurance information is on file. So he's like, I treated Joe Blow on Monday, June 5th, while Joe Blow missed his appointment that day.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not in the office on Tuesday, June 3rd, but I'm going to bill for that day anyway. So he was doing this. And he got caught, of course. And so a judge sentenced him. And, of course, he only gets probation. He got 5 years of probation.
Because he's a doctor.
5 years of probation. His name is Nicholas Bufanio. So if you know him, he did some dirt.
But the only way you would figure this out, I'm sorry to cut you off, but, like, they say when you get your statement from your insurance, because your insurance is going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know? If you're like, hey, I wasn't there on this date of service, or I'm getting billed for this,
you can look at your statement and actually see what your healthcare providers are billing you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's going to be pretty shocking when you guys actually look at it.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? I don't have Kaiser anymore, but Kaiser keeps sending me
a bill.
Yeah, or a statement or something, and I don't open them. I probably should. But it's Kaiser. They're their own little network, so if they have a doctor working for them that's doing this, and I'm not even a patient anymore, my medical record number there doesn't work, so I'm pretty sure
Stop
that's not going to work.
I'm not opening it. Oh, well.
I haven't been a patient here for 6 years. But he got 5 years of probation, and that includes 6 months of house arrest. He's also ordered to pay $99,000 in restitution, and he did plead guilty, so at least he wasn't, you know, I didn't do that.
He admitted it.
He pleaded guilty to one count of healthcare fraud.
Well, considering he only owes he only paid $99,000 in restitution.
A little bit more,
It doesn't seem like this scam was going on for a really long time. It's not like millions or $500,000, which is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but...
Well, the federal government is like, people need to serve 18 to 24 months in prison.
Damn.
And he got probation.
Oh, okay. They don't want to ruin his life.
He's on probation for 5 years. They're going to yank his ability to bill any insurance.
They should pull
He's a chiropractor. He's not an MD.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me go. I'm done.
So he's not going to have a relationship with those insurers anymore, and he'll probably just be, you know, accepting cash patients from now on. But, yes, this is what happens when you screw the pooch.
Chiropractor. Yeah. Get out of here.
Apparently, they said he had some medical conditions that warranted him, you know, to not be imprisoned. So, whatever. Medical... I hate to say this, but the medical care in prison is better than you can get out here. Like, it's better than you can get just, like, going to your doctor. They make sure that they try to keep you alive when you're in prison. So what are they talking about?
Maybe he has a particular dietary need and they're not going to give him his paleo
vegan diet. They gave Chad vegan food while he was in jail after storming the Capitol. They can give Chad his vegan food. They can transfer him for his vegan food. They can certainly accommodate any dietary needs that this man has.
Well, it's good to know when I go to jail, I will have my vegetarian diet. Thank you. It's great. Anything else?
For Your Reference made a $50 donation with the message, if you nasty.
If you nasty.
Yes.
Thank you, KT and OT, For Your Reference. We love you guys because we nasty.
We love you.
Yay! We're happy you're here. And everybody that's watching this right now, thank you guys for being here. Thank you so much for being here with us. This is our first live event, and we're happy it's with the live stream for The Cure, because...
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is awesome. Got the new studio going on in here, talking about fraud. So this guy, is he just probation?
He got 5 years of probation, 6 months house arrest, has to pay a little over $99,000 in restitution. But otherwise, he gets to go about his merry freaking way and be happy and healthy and not behind bars and not actually, you know, doing... I feel like certain people... Maybe he has friends in high places, because you're a chiropractor. It's not like you're saving lives. You know what I mean? You're not saving anybody's life. You're not performing surgery.
Doctor says I need a bacchiatomy.
So you could go to prison. Like, you're not actually needed to perform any medical.
It's okay. It's okay. I think his crime was small potatoes
in the scheme of things. But still.
Yes. I mean,
you still stole money, because that's what it is.
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're saying. I understand. I get it. But he probably does have some good friends in high places. Mm-hmm. And
he's a chiropractor. Oh, the mayor's one of my patients. Yeah, he'll vouch for me.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Taylor, $25 donation, which puts us at $8,000.
Jared! Woo-hoo!
Jared Taylor. That's awesome. Exactly. Like, this doctor, this chiropractor is not doing cancer research. So why is he not in prison?
We're going to figure it out later. But, oh my gosh, this has been so fun. And I can't believe we're here. We made 8K. Yay. Thank you to everybody who's donated. I donated earlier. Shh. This was a good time.
You ladies are just absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much. And thank you so, so much, everybody, for dropping all those donations. Yep, we'll get Drew in here in a moment. Everybody's like, spamming that hashtag moonshine for Drew. We hit another 1,000. Drew's got to drink more moonshine.
Ooh, oh, wow. Yes.
Before we let Drew in here.
Moonshine.
Please let the audience know where they can find you out there. Thank you so, so much. That was absolutely a blast. Thank you.
Yay. So you can find us on the internet at bookoflifespodcast.com. We're on all the streaming platforms, Book of Lies Podcast, on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. I'm lurking on there a lot. Facebook, we try to be on all the things. We try.
Yeah, we even have a TikTok, but there's only like two or three.
I didn't know we had a TikTok. There,
so, yeah. Yeah, we need to do some videos, some TikTok videos.
They don't let me on there, you know. But this is really good, and we're happy to be a part of such a great cause, for sure.
Thank you so, so much for being here. You are both absolutely amazing. But yeah, thank you so, so much to you amazing ladies. We're going to say goodbye to Book of Lies. Everybody in the chat, say goodbye.
Bye! You guys like my shirt?
TikTok is evil, says Christine.
Aw.
What did you say?
TikTok is evil.
TikTok is the devil.